Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1987, Why You Should Eat More Omega-3, by Nicole Poitevin, with idealnutrition.com.au. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of a few shows where we read to you from blogs for free, so that you don't have to read them yourself. Except on Fridays, that's where I answer your questions. Now, earlier this week, in one of my commentaries, I mentioned the importance of omega-3 fats, particularly when it comes to brain health and memory. Now, today's article talks about other potential benefits to consuming this very healthy fat. So, with that, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Why You Should Eat More Omega-3, by Nicole Poitevin, with idealnutrition.com.au. You've probably heard the term good fats and bad fats being thrown around. Sometimes it can be difficult to differentiate between the two. It is a complex topic. Clearly, though, omega-3s are definitely a type of good fat that you probably should be including more in your diet. Omega-3 fatty acids refer to a family of essential fatty acids that play numerous important roles within the body. Our bodies do not produce these types of fats on their own, and therefore, we must get them from food. There are a number of different types of omega-3 fatty acids, but the three most important types are ALA, or alpha-linolenic acid, DHA, or docosahexaenoic acid, and EPA, or eicosapentaenoic acid. Not only does your body require omega-3 fats to function, but they also deliver a number of proven health benefits. 1. Improves eye health. DHA is a major structural component of the retina of the eye. A lack of omega-3s in the diet can lead to vision issues, such as blindness. Including enough omega-3s in the diet has been linked to a reduced risk of macular degeneration. This is a leading cause of permanent eye damage and blindness. 2. Help fight depression and anxiety. Studies show that individuals who consume omega-3s regularly are at a lower risk of depression. What's even more interesting is that when people who have been diagnosed with depression or anxiety start to include omega-3s in their diet, their symptoms often improve. Of the three types, EPA has shown to be the most beneficial in fighting depression. 3. Helps promote brain health in early life. Omega-3s play a crucial role in infant brain development. Similarly to the retina, DHA contributes greatly to the structural component of the brain. It's used in preference over other fatty acids. Consuming enough DHA in pregnancy has been associated with a number of benefits for the infant. These include decreased risk of ADHD, autism and cerebral palsy, decreased risk of developmental delay, higher intelligence, and better communication and social skills. 4. Improves heart health. Omega-3 fats are very beneficial to heart health. Incorporating more in the diet has been shown to lower triglyceride levels and blood pressure, and increase HDL cholesterol, or the good cholesterol. Omega-3s can also prevent blood platelets from clumping together and forming harmful blood clots. Similarly, they help prevent plaque that can build up within arteries, causing restrictions and hardening of the artery walls. And 5, may help fight age-related mental decline. More research is needed in this area. Promisingly, though, a number of preliminary studies have shown that a higher omega-3 intake is associated with a decreased rate of age-related mental decline. It's also associated with a lower risk of developing Alzheimer's disease, particularly when used in the early stages. Omega-3's potential for inflammation and joint health. The anti-inflammatory and other beneficial effects of omega-3 fatty acids have been the topic of a lot of research. However, often the demonstrated benefits have been done in experimental models, animal studies, or are findings from observational epidemiological studies. It can be difficult to definitively say supplementing with omega-3s will have a significant effect on reducing inflammation. Many studies have shown that EPA and DHA have some influence in inhibiting inflammatory processes. Therefore, they may be useful in reducing inflammation in the body, particularly in inflammatory diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis, omega-3, and delayed onset muscle soreness. Omega-3 has many potential benefits among an athletic population. One of those benefits relates to delayed onset muscle soreness, or DOMS. Omega-3s have been shown to help reduce DOMS after exercise. This is likely due to how omega-3 impacts the inflammatory response. One study highlighted that 2.7 grams of omega-3 taken each day for 30 days resulted in a reduction in C-reactive protein. This is a sign that it reduces inflammation. There were also reductions in self-reported muscle soreness. Other research in this field has also supported these findings. However, not all research has shown a positive effect. How much omega-3 can reduce DOMS is uncertain, although the evidence overall is promising. How to include more omega-3 fatty acids in your diet. The National Health and Medical Research Council has developed guidelines recommending the amount of omega-3s we need each day. To lower the risk of chronic disease, those born male should be consuming 610 milligrams of omega-3 fatty acids each day, and those born female, 430 milligrams each day. Getting your omega-3s from whole food sources is the best way to ensure optimal levels of omega-3s. Great sources of EPA and DHA fatty acids are oily fish such as salmon, anchovies, and mackerel. Meanwhile, good sources of ALA are walnuts, flaxseed, canola oil, and soybeans. Wild-caught fish have higher levels of omega-3s when compared to farmed fish. Those that are pregnant should avoid fish with high levels of mercury such as mackerel, tuna, and swordfish. Should I take a supplement? Eating fatty fish 2 to 3 times a week is the easiest way to meet omega-3 recommendations. This would provide around 250 to 500 milligrams of EPA and DHA per day. For those who don't eat enough fatty fish or seafood, it could be worth considering a supplement. Fish oil and krill oil supplements are best as they contain both EPA and DHA. A typical fish oil capsule obtainable at most pharmacies contain a total of 300 milligrams combined DHA and EPA. This is usually split like 180 milligrams of EPA and 120 milligrams of DHA. Alternatively, vegetarians and vegans might want to try taking a DHA supplement made from algae. Ensure that you always consult with your doctor or dietitian prior to supplementing. There is a chance of contraindications depending on your health and if you're taking other medications. You just listened to the post titled, Why You Should Eat More Omega-3 by Nicole Poitevin with idealnutrition.com.au. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. As more and more research on the health benefits of omega-3 fats get published, it seems like the news is almost always good. There was one exception I can remember a few years back. There was a study that found that some men were at an increased risk for developing prostate cancer if they supplemented with omega-3s. It turned out that these men were taking megadoses of omega-3 fats, so a megadose supplement, and these doses, therefore, are above and beyond what would normally be recommended. So this goes back to the idea of that saying we've all heard a billion times, everything in moderation. And when it comes to our diets, it's definitely true even in the case of omega-3s. Now, this is not the first time that researchers have discovered that too much of a good thing is a bad thing, though. We already knew this. Think about exercise. It's one of the best things we can do for our bodies, but too much of it can lead to injury and burnout. Supplementing with megadoses of antioxidants, which are healthy for us, like vitamin E, and again, omega-3 fats, can actually increase the risk for disease. This is because instead of acting like antioxidants, when we consume too much of them, they become prooxidants, meaning they speed up the disease process. So again, all of this to say that if you and your doctor or dietitian decide it's a good idea to supplement with omega-3 fats or anything else, there's no need to buy any megadose versions unless they tell you to. It's likely the regular doses will do just fine. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber or follower of the show. Thank you for sharing it with someone. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for another Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.